My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thank God the president's okay. I think we got a full report so far. We're down there tonight. But one thing I want to make clear, the service needs more help. And I think the Congress should respond to their needs if they, in fact, need more services. So that's what we're going to be talking about.
Are you concerned they need more personnel? They need more money? What kind of help do you say?
I think we need some more personnel. I think they're deciding whether they need more personnel or not.
Are you concerned more
personnel? The president of the United States speaking next to a helicopter on an attempt on Donald Trump's life number two. Maybe could have done that one from the Resolute desk and say, knock it off. And he's talking about, you know, maybe the Secret Service may need more help. He's creating jobs. This is the political spin that's going to come out of this one. I'm just a little bit irate over this weekend the way a lot of the media have handled this, trying to victim blame the man whose life is on the other end of a rifle for the second time in this election season. I think we should be taking this a little more seriously. Our YouTube live chat poll is, do you believe that the Secret Service is compromised? I've gotten a lot of messages about this. I don't know if they are. I don't know what the problem is, but it's amazing that this has been able to happen two times in the last few months. We want to get an expert opinion on this, so we bring Robert Law onto the show. We're grateful to have him, the director of the Center for Homeland Security and Immigration at America First Policy Institute. He's also the former chief of policy at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services within the Department of Homeland Security for the Trump administration. Mr. Law, thank you for being here with us today. It's great to have you on to talk about this second terrible incident that our country is experiencing.
Well, thanks for having me. And you're right. It's unbelievable that we're even talking about a second attempt here. Just it's such short order after the first attempt on President Trump's life.
I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about the Secret Service. I mean, by definition, the Secret Service, we don't know a lot about them. We just kind of think that they're BA, that they keep the most powerful people in the country safe. We don't get to know about their methods because if we know about them, everybody knows about them. But it doesn't seem like we should be able to have two incidences like this within this amount of time, and everything feels like it's on the up and up. What do you want the American people to know about the protection being offered to Donald Trump right now?
Well, I think without stating the obvious, that the current protection level for President Trump is insufficient. And that's the whole thing about Donald Trump, is he is a unique individual in our political history. And for him to be not only a former president, but the current nominee of the, you know, out of power party, warrants special treatment. And he has not received it for this entire time since he left office. And it has created, you know, these vulnerabilities and gaps. And it's, frankly, it's unacceptable. It should not be surprising that someone like Donald Trump, who is still in the public eye, who thrives in an environment of crowds and being with the American people, that those are difficult circumstances to secure. But knowing that, you need to put forward the resources in order to ensure his safety. And that has failed to happen time and time again.
We're speaking with Rob Law right now with the America First Policy Institute. I have more, way more questions than I have answers. One of the things that is really causing me to ask a lot of questions, and I'm just going to read this report from Fox News. Suspect Ryan Wesley Routh came out on Trump International Golf Course, West Palm Beach, for nearly 12 hours. He was camped out there in his alleged attempt to assassinate Trump. According to his phone records, the charging document released by the federal authorities said that it details much of the police action taken after he fled the scene. A witness said they saw him run out of a tree line and into a black Nissan, but they noticed that the records indicate that his mobile phone was located in the vicinity of the area along the tree line from approximately 1:59 a.m. that morning before until 1:31 when they started to pursue him. How would he possibly know to be out there in that location when it wasn't really public knowledge that the president would be golfing there that day?
Well, that's certainly a question that we need answers to, and there needs to be a serious investigation, and there certainly needs to be more transparency this time around, because we still have no answers or clarity about all of the failures that led to the first assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. But this again goes to the perimeter level of protection that is being afforded President Trump right now. That golf course would have been included in a perimeter of being locked down well in advance of his golf outing if he was treated as the president of the United States. And so because they are refusing to expand that and just treating him like any former official who gets Secret Service protection, you created what should have been an obvious vulnerability. That is clearly a spot that a would-be assassin could take advantage of. And apparently the terrain is such that, you know, he could remain unidentified for you know, half a day, essentially. Again, this goes to you have your standards, and then you've got to recognize the reality. Sometimes you're starting to wonder, is this a politically driven decision by the Biden-Harris administration's DHS to not honor requests from the Trump team? What is going on here? Because this should have been covered. He should have been identified, you know, within minutes of crossing into that golf course property. But people aren't looking in the places that they should be.
Yeah, it's disturbing, because we have, as Americans, probably completely based in ignorance, this feeling that we're safe, that we're secure, that, you know, of course, we have the best military in the world, and we know what we're doing, and we can stop things. You know, I just have in my mind this idea that the technology and the skill set that our people have, the knowledge, the intelligence that we have, is so far advanced from what I could ever know or, you know, see in a movie or anything like that, that we have all of these things in place. And then something like this happens twice. I remember what it was like on September 11th. I was 17 years old, and I remember thinking to myself, like, how is this even possible? And now we know that we have an influx of people who have come to the United States. They've been let into the country. The world is on fire right now. We know that Iran wants Donald Trump dead. Like, I don't even know which way to point first to think about what threat is biggest facing our leaders, our potential leaders, and, yeah, even myself and my four kids.
Well, you're right. It certainly is a dire moment, but I think you can't discount placing some degree of blame on the Biden-Harris administration. If you think of the rhetoric that they have used towards Donald Trump and calling him a threat to democracy and how they've weaponized government to go after him with all these lawsuits and everything else, I mean, they've basically vilified the man. And of course, that's going to inspire the outrage of folks who, you know, or maybe they're a little deranged or they've got bad intentions. And I think that's exactly what has occurred with both of these assassination attempts, is you have a media apparatus and the current political regime who despises Donald Trump. And so they should take some accountability on this. They're the ones that should be toning down the rhetoric, not asking the Trump campaign to adjust itself in how it's making its case to the American people. You know, and I would just say that overall, the Secret Service are some of the best, most elite service members that we do have. Unfortunately, it seems that their training and guidance has gone completely downhill in recent years. And that, I think, corresponds with a push by the Biden-Harris administration to prioritize DEI stuff instead of merit and skills and, most importantly, accountability when you drop the ball.
Rob Law speaking with us right now, the director of the Center for Homeland Security and Immigration at America First Policy Institute. I've kind of been, unfortunately, having to learn a little bit more about the structure of the Secret Service and who it works under and some of the structure, the systematic ways that the Secret Service is implemented in our country. I hear this all of the time, and I'm wondering if you can comment to this from people listening right now. They're commenting on our conversation and they're saying Donald Trump needs to hire his own private security. And, you know, is that a possibility? Can private security work in conjunction with Secret Service, which is supposed to be the tops of all security that is out there? I mean, is that a realistic suggestion or possibility for Donald Trump?
I mean, it's certainly interesting to consider. What my concern would be is that then you sort of start having, you know, cross-wired communications, because every time the president goes somewhere, you know, it's not only the Secret Service detail, but there is coordination or supposed to be coordination with state and local law enforcement. And we already saw failures in that respect in Pennsylvania. And so I think you would kind of run into maybe some logistical complications if you were to then insert a third element of protection. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the day, I think the safest thing and what should be the obvious thing and should have already happened is that President Trump deserves to be treated like he is the president of the United States when it comes to his Secret Service protection. So that is an increase in personnel. That is an increase in the security perimeter for anything that he does. And that that includes locking down places well in advance of his arrival, whether or not these are announced visits or those kind of famous spur of the moment ones that he's known for doing as well. And if they treated him accordingly, this will certainly never happen again. I'm pretty confident about that.
Rob, one last question for you, and you've kind of alluded to this a little bit, but a little thought experiment. If in 2020, Joe Biden would have had multiple attempts on his life, and Donald Trump was the president of the United States, and this would have been something that would have been flipped over to the other side. The threat would have been on the left, and the person who wasn't in power, who was trying to get back into, as the former vice president, to get into the Oval Office. How do you think that our country would have reacted? How do you think that our media would have reacted in the event that Donald Trump was the president and the current Secret Service had let two attempts?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and
get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On the opponent's life happen the way they have.
Oh, no doubt about it. There would be absolute outrage, and there would be, you know, all sorts of media coverage about, you know, there'd be a clock running of it's been X number of minutes, you know, since that failed assassination attempt. And yet, you know, President Trump hasn't authorized additional Secret Service protection, hasn't done this. That's what the story would be. That's what the narrative would be. And yet it seems that the Biden-Harris administration and DHS Secretary Mayorkas seem to be absolved from any form of responsibility, even though they're the ones that are in charge. They have all of the authority they need to give President Trump the protection that he clearly needs. And don't forget, they also denied RFK his Secret Service detail for the longest time. That was pretty much an anomaly in American modern politics, to deny Secret Service protection to a serious presidential candidate. And so when you start politicizing something like the Secret Service, you really expose very important people like President Trump to a would-be assassin attempt.
Rob Law, thank you for your time today. I mean, our question to our audience today is, do you believe that the Secret Service is compromised? I certainly don't want to believe that. But I guess everything is on the table. I don't know if you want to respond to that or not, but we are grateful that you came here with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. Like I said, we just need a lot of transparency, and we certainly cannot have this happen again. There's a way to ensure that that doesn't happen, and it's just a matter of time if the Biden-Harris administration will honor that and treat President Trump with you know, the safety that he deserves.
Yeah, I completely agree. Rob Law, thank you for your time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. He's the director of the Center for Homeland Security and Immigration at America First Policy Institute. He was also the former chief of policy at the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services within the Department of Homeland Security under the Trump administration. Interesting to get his perspective there. We're going to keep you updated throughout the day. There's going to be a lot of news reports and conferences that take place in various measures for various, like, you've got local police, you've got the FBI, you've got the Secret Service, you've got federal, you've got state, and Ron DeSantis, who says he's going to run his own investigation on all of this. And to Rob Law's point there, we need information. We need willful, open, and honest transparency. Will we get it? The less we do, the more my eyebrow gets raised. How about yours? YouTube live chat poll for today. Do you believe that the Secret Service is compromised? Yes or no? Go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave us your comments as to why you are a yes or a no. Let's see here. Katie said yes, just like the last attempt. No denying now. Larry says yes. At the top it is. Bob says, I voted yes. I think they are compromised in their vetting and training of agents. Erica says, I don't think the Secret Service is compromised. They are not giving Trump adequate protection and are providing him with the C or D team. Plus, there is a bumper crop of crazies out there. That, Erica, that last point, spot on. And every comment that comes out and is pushing for Donald Trump to be stopped at all costs, boy, does that stir up the crazies. Great point, Erica. Wiggins America, we come back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.